So anyway, I can't stand the listeners anymore.
Yeah, I know. You're fed up with them.
Yeah, I sure am.
Well, you know what pisses me off is they bought too many fucking shirts.
Yeah, you now know? I don't know what to do with all this sweet scratch.
We're all
we
out
got.
Of shirts now, and we're so full of money. Like, it really starts to bug me. It's like, stop buying shirts, people. You know?
I know.
Like, knock it off. What are they doing? Making tents?
I don't know. And then now you know, you don't have any shirt to get for your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
so he's going to be pissed at me.
Yeah.
And then what? Where am I going to get any play then?
I don't know.
It's weak.
Yeah. It sure is. It is. It's strange.
I've noticed that. As a skinny man, I notice things like this a lot.
Yeah. As a really smart guy, I notice that too.
Yeah. I've also noticed producer Ryan, just a downer all the time.
Stop crying.
Weeping softly baby. In the background.
Always crying.
Always craving a good cry. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's not right, Ben.
That's true. Unless this is the beginning of the opposite sketches.
What's up, Dharmalars? This is Ben from New Jersey. Just thought I'd give y'all a shout out. Yeah, I'm really bored. You guys are kick-ass, and you guys are awesome, and I'm just sitting here waiting for this damn thing to install on my computer, and it's playing this really trippy music. Listen to it for a second. Weird stuff, I know. Yeah, so. Yeah, alright, well, you guys are friggin' awesome, and I love your show, and you guys are just great. Alright, guys, later. Oh, and, tell Ryan I said, hey.
Hearing Ryan giggling again in the background of their podcast makes me climax.
Hey, Dharmalars, this is Adam from San Francisco. I just wanted to call you guys and do a little shameless self-promotion. I put a post on your MySpace page, but me and my buddy Dave, being inspired by you guys and your example, and of course Jay and Jack, we put together our own little podcast, little entertainment podcast called The Randy Rando Randonopoulos Show. Anybody who wants to check it out, of course, Lars, guys, I definitely want you guys to check it out, see what you think. You can reach it at therandyrando.blogspot.com, and you can just click on that RSS feed. Please forgive us. We're very, very new at this. The sound quality is not the greatest. There's, you know, some mic popping and all that business, but I think you guys will like the content. Definitely think that the content good, but we're still working on the sound quality, of course. And if you could give a shout-out to us on your show, that would be awesome if you guys like it. If you don't like it, just disregard this message, whatever. But we're there just to do some reviewing of entertainment and so on and so forth. Try to entertain the crowd, and hope you guys will support us in our efforts to join the podcasting community. So take it easy. Check us out at therandyrando.blogspot.com. Thanks for your support, guys. Out.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of L.A. Looking for a new show. What's the deal? Oh, don't mind all that. I'm at work. So, yeah, Ben, to the movies, I guess. God knows how long. I need to catch up on like 4 or 5 joints. So, but through the wonders of the internet, I was rewatching the Resident Evil Extinction thing. So, I did not know that the guy that did Resident Evil was the same guy that did the first Highlander. So that's pretty cool. And I was listening to this show here, and they actually pointed out that a scene, and it was actually a good scene too, was when LT was fighting the cop, well, the zombie cop, and he missed his gun to remember that the cop had a gun, shot the cop in the legs and the head, then he sat on the bed. So when he sat on the bed, he's like relieving and all that stuff. And then, like, you see out of the corner this chick, this zombie chick is coming up, and, you know, so he goes and he finally realizes the zombie chick. He pulls up a gun, he shoots her, but he shoots a mirror. Oh, and it was all on from there. That was actually great. I was calling, you know, giving you guys a checkup on my whole rundown of the shoes and things. Oh, I left a thing on the MySpace, .com/, you know, Domilars. I was watching Chuck. Yeah, so Chuck had a little bit of Lost news. Chuck, last week's episode, which is the second episode of the show, he was repeating all of the secrets and stuff to a doctor that was supposed to help him. So as he's doing that, they show a plane taking off, and the plane is he says Oceanic Flight 815 was shot down by, and you can hear what he says, but then it cuts into another scene, like, you know, because he was just repeating off various events that were supposed to happen. So I wonder if somebody could get on that and do the whole voice generation or what? What? Oh, God. The voice thingamabobbers and, you know, see who the hell shot down. So does that mean that while the plane was actually shot down purposely? Who knows? Okay? If Chuck said it, it must be true. That show is awesome. I know you guys are looking at it. It's funny as shit. If you're not, you should be. But, yeah, so that's a little Lost news or whatever. That's all I got, guys. Golly, I wish I had something to stick in the queue. I don't. Hey, don't support the new Chipmunks movie. Instead, go see the Chipmunks Great Adventure, which is an awesome animated movie. You can stick that in your queue because we got the whole, you get the rock and roll. Yeah. That shit was actually banging. And I remember that when I was a teeny tiny singing, not that song, but, you know, one of the many others or whatever. It involves a whole balloon. Actually, Lost tie-in, it belongs. It has a quote unquote hot balloon race.
Welcome, Johnny here, or Mr. Ghostwatch, if you're nasty. As I record this, it's October the 4th, which means this evening on BBC Two, we can enjoy The Peter Serafinowicz Show. I realise you mostly have a US listenership, and they won't be able to watch it unless, as MB says, they tune in their magic box. Wait a moment! Could MB stand for magic box? Probably not. It's probably just a couple of arbitrary letters put together to confound us all. Brilliant. Anyway, look around you, fans. Tune in your magic box. It's a sketch and impression-based show, some of which will probably travel quite readily, others won't, like his dead-on impersonation of Terry Wogan. There's a clip available on YouTube from Comic Relief of him impersonating Terry Wogan in a sketch based around celebrity word quiz Blankety Blank. I had cause to think of Blankety Blank the other day because at the beginning of the week, a man named Ronnie Hazelhurst died. Ronnie Hazelhurst wrote the theme tune to Blankety Blank. And the theme tune to Blankety Blank is utter genius. All it is the nonsense title of the show repeated ad infinitum over two chords. And it sounds like this. Just grab my ukulele here.
Blankety Blank, Blankety Blank. Blankety Blank, Blankety Blank. Blankety Blank, Blankety Blank. Blankety Blank. Blankety Blank.
Hit it! So in summary, thanks Blankety Blank, Fankety Thank.
Hey folks, it's the Lars.
Hey, it is us, the Lars. I'm Ben.
It's the Larmadars, and I'm Ben.
That's right. So if you ever thought, hey, I couldn't get enough Ben, now we're kind of doubling up on you.
Yeah, we are.
I wonder if anyone at home can tell which one of us is the real Ben.
The one on the left.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ben, it's been like 2 weeks since we recorded that stellar episode last time.
Yeah, that one was a real kick in the pants.
The one where you're sick and I was tired and it was hot and it was...
I was well because I'm the other Ben. You were the one that was sick.
I know.
I know. That's why I'm so scared.
Man.
That was good shit though, dude. My coworker Tom listened to it and he told me it was awesome. So I was like, you listened to the last episode and you liked it? Don't listen to my show anymore.
Does Tom listen to us?
Oh, he does now, apparently.
Sweet. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Be my best friend ever. And
yeah, Ralph's way fired up on the scores that Tom
finger
has.
Finger quote, listen to music together, end finger quote.
Yes. You know what? I'd like to take a second here to try to end finger quotes. If I could get a t-shirt.
So, it's been a while, but this is the opposite day.
This is opposite day, folks. So, see if you can play along at home. See how many opposite things we say.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Or do. Wait.
I guess if it's opposite day, they should listen to us. They should not listen to us? Nah, that's too opposite.
They can listen to us.
Yeah, they'll listen to us.
And they could decide whether they hate us based on the craziness of today.
Based on our shenanigans. We'll be back with the real episode next week.
Or will we?
Or maybe we'll never be back.
It's already begun. What didn't you do this last week?
Okay. It's so opposite, I don't know where to stop. Last week, we went and played croquet.
Yep.
Yep. I went and played croquet in my croquet league. Uh-huh. And if I'm still opposite, I was really, really good. I was well above my croquet average on all 30 frames of croquet. And I didn't bring the team down at all.
See, because normally Ben's on his own.
Yeah.
In the opposite world, he has friends.
In the opposite
that are
world,
his
I have friends. What did you not do this weekend?
I certainly didn't go to the movies. Wait,
well,
I did go to the movies. How does this work?
I don't know, man. That's
it was
awesome.
Opposite week if I didn't go to the movies. So it's true.
So are we back to normal then? Or No, you figured it out. What did you not see? Everything, I guess.
Yeah. I saw everything that came out since Shoot 'Em Up.
That's right. You've been at the movies for every film that came out since Shoot 'Em Up, which you really liked.
Yes. I gotta tell you, that movie is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What movie is not awesome?
What's that?
Crank 2.
Yeah.
Which is not coming out soon.
We're both...
Which isn't starting shooting in March.
We were actually both really bummed out that they announced Crank 2.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I remember thinking at the time when the first movie ended, I remember thinking, well, there's no way they could do a sequel of this, and I'm glad. Put this fucker to bed.
Yes.
So now for them to come around and reverse that, it bummed me out a little bit.
It bummed me out so much. I was so bummed out, especially when they told me that Jason Statham's coming back.
Yeah.
And that he is going to be playing a brother, twin brother.
A twin brother of Chev Chelios.
Chev Chelios is playing, it's Jason Statham as Chev Chelios' brother in a dream sequence.
Michelle Chelios.
Yep. That's what it's going to be, all
right. Dude, that bums me out too much. I don't want to talk about it right now.
I know. I can totally wait for that.
Yeah, I can totally wait. What's so funny is, as much as I hated the first movie, I'm surprised that I already own it on DVD.
Like, me too. I own it also. That's weird how I got it like the first day it came out.
Yeah, we're really good not fans of that movie for getting that instantly. You know, show our support or lack of support. One of the two.
Backwards.
So, what else? What else did we not do or do?
What did that we
I didn't go up to LA and see my friend's show, and I'm glad because I heard it was really dumb. Molly was doing a one woman show out at the Comedy Sports, the former Comedy Sports Theater. Yeah, she was in Nicholas Nickleby. That's right. It's not
at
a one
BCU?
Not a one woman show.
At the BCU?
At the BCU. Yeah, the Brigade of Citizens Who Are Upright. I didn't go to that show, and I heard it was heinous. So I'm glad that I didn't drive out there and meet Dylan and Ryan. And I also didn't go to the They Might Be Giants concert, which was another bullet I dodged because I really hate that band.
And they probably sucked anyway.
Yeah, the show was totally lame and non-energetic, I heard. Uh-huh. And it's just as well because I don't own a single one of their albums.
By the way.
Yes.
Speaking of awesome shit this week. How about those Halos sweeping the fucking Red Sox?
Yes. Yeah, took it to Boston.
Fuck all of you Boston fans out there.
The Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles are probably going to win the World Series this year after that performance.
Yep, they're going to beat the Yankees.
So much momentum.
This week they're going to beat the Yankees, and they're going to be facing the Padres, who won their one playoff game. And they're,
Which is cool because, you know, I'm actually really happy that the Angels are still in the playoffs.
I was crying tears of joy when I saw them sweep the Boston Red Sox at home.
Yes. You know what? I really like Boston fans. I think
they're awesome.
I think they're good people. Yeah.
They're really awesome. Like, they really get into it and stuff. And, like, you know.
They're sportsmanlike.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Boston fans are almost as cool as Yankee fans.
Yes, they are.
I hope we don't have any Boston fans out
there. I like Boston fans way more than the Yankee fans.
Oh, you do? Really?
Yeah.
I think that's something I can't wrap my head around discussing my real feelings about right now.
The Yankees fans are just a bunch of smarties, whereas the Boston fans are just really nice people.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
So
yeah, I prefer nice people to smarties.
Yeah. So
what else?
Nothing? No. GA hit that walk-off grand slam with his white eye.
Yeah, he had a case of white eye this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know if you guys have had that before. I've never had white eye before.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you wake up and your eyes are way clearer than you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to go to the doctor and buy gunk to put in your eyes.
Yeah, like caca and
Parts. Yeah.
So
medical caca.
What do you want to do last here, Ben?
Well, I think the last thing we need to get into is
don't stick it in your queue, sucker.
Yep.
In this segment, I'm going to tell you a movie that you should probably check out. It's really good.
Okay.
And this week's movie is sort of a remake of the movie that I mentioned on our last show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the 2000 and something Rollerball.
That's right.
2002? I don't know. 2002.
Sure.
It's directed by John McTiernan, who is a mastermind who brought us Die Hard. And he brought us Predator. And the Thomas Crown Affair.
Those movies are actually way... I don't want anyone out there thinking that he's normally as bad as he is on those movies. Like,
yeah.
He was way better on this one.
Rollerball has to be his best film.
Yes.
To date.
By a wide margin.
There's a fantastic scene in the middle. Well, let me explain. Rollerball stars one of the guys from American Pie. Klein, what's his name? Just tell me.
Chris Klein.
Chris Klein. You have the Rebecca Romijn Stamos, who in an awesome bit of editing and special effects, her entire nude body gets covered by CGI smoke.
Yes, that was really that was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool how they did that. It was really good effects, and it kept it PG-13.
Yeah,
so that was awesome.
That was sweet. It was worthwhile.
Tone Loc? No, not Tone Loc. LL Cool J's in it.
LL Cool J,
and it's essentially a perfect remake of the 1974 James Caan version of Rollerball.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it's like shot for shot almost. I mean, in terms of feeling,
yes,
like it totally preserves the.
Yes.
The feel of the original.
The street luge scene at the beginning is like shot for shot with James Caan and Ralph Richardson when they're street luging together.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. And like I was going to say earlier, there's about a 20-minute, maybe 10-minute chunk of the movie that's shot all in night vision video.
Oh,
it's
so
really
brilliant.
It really fits within the whole of the movie.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So if you guys have a chance, either go to your Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or go on your Blockbuster queue and stick it in your queue.
Yeah.
That is Rollerball from 2000 and whatever.
2000 whatever. Make sure you get the one that was made in the 2000s because that's the money one to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to try to get from my movie to your movie.
It's going
to
be kind of tough. It might take me a while. But I'm going to say that in Rollerball, there's, like you said, Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Ooh, really?
Who was in X-Men with Sir Ian McKellen.
Ooh.
Who was in... drawing such a freaking
He's
blank,
in the shadow, I know that.
No. But he's useful. I should be able to get somewhere with him. Gods and Monsters with Brendan Fraser?
Okay.
I don't want to use that. He's also in...
No Help, Ryan.
Yeah, No Help from the Peanut Gallery. He's
Stop
in those
crying,
Lords
Ryan.
Of the Rings
film. This whole time. Where are you at? Who are you on right now?
Ian
McKellen.
Ian McKellen.
Okay. All right, go.
Ian McKellen was also in...
Oh, my God.
This is tough. You might have to edit this.
No, it's all right. No, I got to play it through.
Okay. He was in those Lord of the Rings films with Elijah Wood.
Okay.
Elijah Wood is in Sin City with Rosario Dawson, who is in Clerks 2 with Kevin Smith, who's in Mallrats with Ethan Suplee, who is totally in this next movie that you should all rent
from
Blockbuster Video. The name of the film was Cold Mountain.
He's in that movie? I'm totally going to put it in my queue now.
You should put it in your queue.
I know.
That's what I'm telling all of you. Everyone put it in your Blockbuster Video queue. And watch Cold Mountain. It came out in the year 2003.
Well, I'm not convinced, Ben. Tell me how great it is.
This movie was the greatest film I saw in theaters that year. I didn't want to walk out at any time.
Okay.
I wasn't embarrassed for Hollywood or for all the people involved in it.
Okay.
I thought it totally had a point. It was never boring. The characterizations weren't flat or anything. And Renee Zellweger was the greatest actress of all time in this film.
You love her in
this film. Oh, I love her in this film. And I love her from that point forward because of this film. Because I thought what she did in it was subtle and didn't make me want to slap her in the face, you know?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes
you don't want to slap in the face. Yeah,
sometimes someone will come up there and do like an acting thing where you're just like, holy crap, I wish I could punch you in the ovaries right now.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that for a second in this movie.
Wow.
She didn't take me.
Yes.
She didn't take me out of anything. You know how sometimes actors will take you out of a scene, and you'll start thinking, "God, what a horrible actor you are."
Yeah, Laurence Olivier in that one movie.
Exactly, and essentially everything he's ever done. He's,
yeah,
exactly. She was the complete opposite of Laurence Olivier in this movie. So, Cold Mountain you know, it was just totally worthwhile. It was well worth the price of admission.
Wait, hold up. One sec.
Hey, right, what's up?
All right, it's in my queue.
Okay,
all right,
thank you. Okay, yeah, I, you know what? Everyone out there, put this movie in your queue. Watch it. You won't regret it, and you won't hate me for suggesting it. And, you know, honestly, you'll have been better off that you saw it.
Isn't Jack White in that movie?
He is. He's one of Ethan Suplee's friends.
Wow.
Oh, it's Jack Black. Yeah, no. Jack Black is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Good point. And it's, you know, just, oh, totally awesome. Totally awesome film.
Sounds great.
My favorite film of the past, like, 5 years.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds great.
So everyone, do yourself a favor and listen to what I'm saying and remember what show we're doing. Wink. And fucking watch this movie.
All right.
Do you want to go on to the next segment?
Yeah, I don't even know what the next segment is, but let's do it.
Let's do it. You've played at love and lost, and sorrows turned your heart to frost. Ladies and gentlemen, movie reviews will be hosted this week by producer Ryan.
Hey, gang, how you doing?
Per usual,
because I do this every week.
Yeah,
I saw a fantastic movie, absolutely phenomenal this week. Julie Taymor,
ooh,
who actually blew in her Broadway directing debut of The Lion King. That movie was that
show was just heinous,
awful, terrible.
No production values.
None at all.
You know.
However, she really stepped up her game.
Uh huh.
Really has a firm grasp of story and character development.
Right. Right.
In this film, Across the Universe.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not too hip on the Beatles. As everybody knows, I'm...
Yeah, I don't think I would say that you know much about the Beatles
at all.
Not
really. I'm more of a fan of BTO.
Right.
That's really my band of choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I put that aside because, you know, whatever. I want to get into their music now because this movie definitely gave
this
me...
This movie convinced you.
Terrific. But that's besides the point. The music's really neither here nor there.
Okay.
Really, it's a compelling story. There's lots of fantastic characters in this movie. Every character that appeared on the screen, I thought, they totally have a purpose in this film.
Every single character
that I saw. I was like,
a purpose to be there.
You're not just here just so they can do a song about you.
Yeah, no.
No, you're here because you're really driving the action.
That sounds seamless.
It was fantastic. Really well it was integrated. Great. Yeah. I don't know if I could do this.
You gotta tough it out, man. I did Cool Mountain. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where else this film succeeds.
You were mentioning Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club's band with the Bee Gees?
Yes, that is not better than this film. As heinous as that movie, which is, you know, easy because that movie is totally heinous.
Right.
So it was very easy for this film to succeed over that film.
The Across the Universe, better than Sgt. Pepper's.
Totally. And I'm trying to think, it's because the film has so many successes that were not mind-boggling and
right,
gut-wrenching at all.
Right. It hits on every level.
Certainly. I didn't have my head buried in my hands multiple times during the film.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't use any sort of cheap outs or anything.
Everything
like
Everything was well justified.
Oh, totally. Very good. Awesome.
And that's tough in a musical. That's
it
tough.
Certainly was. Every production number totally was a home run.
Advanced the story.
It wasn't uneven at all.
That's
for sure.
Cool. That sounds really good. I mean, I know I didn't want to see that film. I really didn't want to go see it, and I already had plans to not go see it. And then when I heard your review of it, it really convinced me to go check it out.
It was terrific. In fact, I have an Across the Universe tattoo on the small of my back.
Ooh.
A little tramp stamp just for...
Is that near the Starland Vocal Band one?
That's on my arm.
Very nice.
But you're familiar with that.
Anything else you want to add before we scoot along?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, let's see. The movie review system is, do you cross the universe to see it? Or if it's playing across the street, do you shut the blinds?
I think you hop on a rocket ship, get a jet pack, whatever you need to do to cross the universe to see this landmark film.
To see this non-piece of shit.
It's totally not a piece of shit. You
can
totally see this film.
All right. Thank you, producer Ryan.
All right. Very good.
Let's move along to the next segment on today's show.
All right. It is the time for the 2-minute agreement.
I like The Naked Gun. I like The Naked Gun from The Files of Police Squad. Heck, I like Police Squad. I thought that show was hilarious. And I don't think that there'd be any complaint that any legitimate person can have against at least the first Naked Gun movie. But granted, the second and third one, it's kind of well-worn territory. They recycle some of their own jokes, recycle some of the jokes from some of their other films even. But they're all hilarious to me. Leslie Nielsen is just a crack-up. There's so many fun, repeatable lines, quotable lines. I have to say that I think Naked Gun, Naked Gun 2, and Naked Gun 3 are all hilarious movies. And, you know, I think that that's something I can definitely say, and I feel comfortable saying it. So, in conclusion, if you like to watch movies, if you like fun puns or sight gags, go ahead and check yourself out some Naked Gun 1, 2, or 3. Or Police Squad. Naked Gun's awesome.
It's funny that you bring up recycled jokes because I think it's the police or the Naked Gun 33 in a poster, 33 in a third poster that says with almost all new jokes or something like that. The Zuckers and Jim Abrams put together probably the three of my favorite comedy trilogy ever. And I'm going to say flat out comedy. I mean, I love Back to the Future, but that's more of an adventure. But as far as pure comedy goes, probably the greatest comedy trilogy ever. The first one, nothing beats it. Nothing beats the first Naked Gun. The jokes are really, there's like really, really subtle jokes. All the play on words are really subtle, and they're not said in a way that makes it sound like a setup to a joke. It just sounds like they take the English language and everything you say and then turn it on its ass. Just a fantastic group of movies. If you would like to agree with us, head over to darmalars.net.
The 2-minute agreement. Thank you.
So, what'd you do this week, Ben?
Well, basically, I didn't go to a concert.
That's right. We didn't.
And I went and I played croquet.
So, anyway, if you want to buy one of our sold-out shirts...
Yeah, we don't have any shirts left, so...
Go to shopsalmon8.com.
Yeah.
And click on the button that says Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
Yeah. Get a shirt there. I mean, those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you don't like us and you don't want to look at our pictures or chat with us in any way, then, you know, stay away from myspace.com/DharmaLars.
And if you really don't like us and you have a typewriter, then type us a letter at DharmaLars@gmail.com.
That's right. Type it to us with your ribbon.
But essentially, just go to darmalars.net and you can find everything there.
Yeah.
Except for our cue suggestions.
Yes.
And our voting for the...
Actually, you can't find anything
agreement.
There.
Yeah.
It's
not really.
Shut down now.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about that.
And send all... If you have any questions concerning the site itself, send an email to compliment2Ryan at darmalars.net.
That's right. And as always, if any dudes out there want to send us naked pictures of them, go ahead and drop that in an email to darmalars@gmail.com.
Dudes, we want to see your penises.
Dudes, we're talking to you there, dudes.
Dudes.
So
send us your pictures of your dude penises.
That's right. Is there anything else that you want to discuss before we bounce on out of here?
Yeah. Lars de la Vista.
Welcome to the potty, pal.
Well, unless you come from the planet Mars, you must have heard these familiar bars of the James Bond theme. But here's the thing that you might not know. More than 40 years ago, before the James Bond theme, Julie Moore and I wrote a different song with a different feel for a different show. A musical about an Asian lad from Trinidad with a Hindu raga emphasis. The song he sang was this. I was born with this unlucky sneeze, and what is worse, I came into the world the wrong way round. Pundits all agree that I'm the reason why my father fell into the village pond and drowned. Thank you.
That's the way that the melody was in the house for Mr. Beast was before the James Bond fame. This was a never shown show before the score of Dr. No. Bad sign, good sign, went like this. I was born under a bad sign. Pundit said I had unlucky teeth with little gaps between. That mean a boy is bound to lie. And they said that I was born the star of lechery and had a very evil eye. Well, I started to write the James Bond theme, started to build up a head of steam for a tune supreme. Suddenly I thought about the Biswas song that sat in my drawer for far too long. The melody came on strong, and those sounds gave such a good sign. I dug out the bad sign tune I wrote, which sat in my drawer till I split the notes for the James Bond theme. Lo and behold, those notes I split for Dr. No made the whole darn bit metamorphosize before my eyes and became the James Bond theme hit. So, I was born with this unlucky sneeze became dum diddy dum 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 diddy dum 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 dum.
And if you believe that, he also believed that Richard Simmons Jr. is running around. I love it. This is good here. Dino De Laurentiis, bravo.